All right, all right. Coming to you live from Philly, it's the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show. As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. Tony, got a good guest today.
Oh, we got a great guest, and I'm very excited. The former head of officiating in the NFL, Dean Blandino's coming on.
Yeah, we're going to give it to him, give him a real education. But, yep. You know, but by the way, Tony, on the subject of education, have you been watching the digital numbers for our Twitter account, the Fusco Show? Oh, you know, the metric in this business, we're going to give you a little lesson here, people. The metric in this business that really counts when you talk digital is impressions. We're getting hundreds and thousands of impressions, that big exposure.
Yeah, I mean, it makes a lot of sense because we're making very big impressions on people.
Big, big. Anyway, so, you know, we got Dean Blandino coming up in a few minutes. And by the way, we told him, we got some suggestions on how, the, you know, the NFL could finally improve itself. And it sounds like he wants to hear our advice. So, you know, we're going to give it to him.
Yeah, we are.
But first, as always, time to look back at the NFL week that was with Week 5 takeaways.
Week 5 takeaways. Eagles at Steelers.
All right, you know, we have people coming up to us this week and saying, hey, you said the Eagles were going to win 14 games. People, we meant total games. That's 10 in the regular season, then 4 in the postseason. You know, you got it. When you listen to the show, you need to pay attention, right, Tony? These people.
You know, what happens is you people are driving and you're not paying attention to what we're saying. It's called active listening.
Yeah, active listening. So, you know, that's on you. Listen a little more actively.
Yeah.
Buccaneers at Bears.
All right, well, the debate is settled now because we clearly see that Belichick was the brains of that Patriots operation because look at Tom Brady. He doesn't even know how many downs each team gets.
You know, Bill Belichick used to have to tell him, Tom, you don't get 5 downs. It's 4 downs. And Tom would say, wait, why are they telling me to get off the field? And then Belichick would tell him, that's the rules, Tom. Now go sit down because now the other team gets the ball. And, you know, Tom would be looking around like, why can't I throw? I want more downs.
Giants at Cowboys.
All right, last week we told you, you can go back and you can listen to the tape, rewind it and go back. We told you Andy Dalton would be taking the field for the Cowboys at quarterback. And what do you know this week? Look who comes into the game, the Red Rifle himself. Now, you're going to say to us, well, there were different circumstances. No, it doesn't matter how he got there. We predicted it. He was in the game. That's all you got to know.
Jaguars at Texans.
You watched this one, Tony?
No, I didn't. Did you?
Hell no.
Raiders at Chiefs.
Hey, Tony, what have we been saying about Patrick Mahomes all year long?
That he only wins one quarter per game. He always wins the fourth quarter but loses the first three quarters. But this time, he won the first quarter and then lost the next three quarters and lost the game. We've been calling it the whole time.
He got it all wrong. He got ahead of himself, thought, oh, I'm going to put my stamp on this game, tossed away his quarter and lost the game. That's basically what happens in Vegas too, right, Tony? You play your quarter at the wrong time. You got
it. You lose it. And guess what? The Chiefs dynasty, it's over.
Player of the week.
This week's player of the week goes to none other than Jimmy G, Jimmy Garoppolo. Now that he got benched, he has more time to spend on his real passion, dating adult film stars. Film stars such as Kiara Mia, Mia Khalifa, and even the classic Nina Hartley. This is a good development for Jimmy G and frankly makes Paulie and I a little bit jealous because we respect his off-field accomplishments just as much, if not more, than his on-the-field accomplishments.
That's true. We've enjoyed watching him much more off the field than on the field. You know, on TMZ, doing great work there. So, you know, our hats off to you, Jimmy G. Enjoy your time off. You're our player of the week. All right, so that wraps up our NFL takeaways, and just in time, because I see him coming on the line here, let's bring in our guest on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, let's get him in here. Rules analyst for the NFL on Fox. You've probably seen him on there. He was also the head of officiating for the NFL. Whoa, kind of a big deal here, I guess.
Very fancy.
Here he is, Dean Blandino. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys, for having me. It's an honor.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. Anyway, all right, let's just get down to, you know, brass tacks. Refereeing in the NFL, it's just getting worse every year. It's just a joke. You know, we've been watching these Eagles games. They're getting held on every single play. Nobody's calling it. Why are refs just so bad at their jobs?
Well, I mean, that's a pretty bold statement. I think you're talking about the best officials in the world. It's a profession that is very thankless. And no matter how good you are, you're always going to have at least half the people that think you're full of crap. So it's just one of those deals.
Why does it seem to be more 98% from where I'm standing?
Are you talking about now, are the Eagles getting, you know, more on the wrong end of the calls?
Yeah, every play, the Eagles' defensive ends are getting held.
Do you have statistics to back that up?
Or yeah, it's called two eyes. That's what the statistic is.
Four eyes, two and two. Okay.
There you go. Well, then you got double. Now, we want to know. We know that the refs get picked for each game. Now, who actually does the picking? Is it Bill Belichick? Who's doing it?
No, the coaches don't have anything to do with it. That's the whoever's in my old job, right? The head of officiating. There's a whole staff. There's supervisors, and they put the crews together, and then they put a schedule together based on where these teams are. You know which teams they're playing. You can't see, like, if they can't see, one crew can't see the Eagles more than twice in a season. Because if something goes, you know, kind of haywire in a game, you don't want to continue to work Eagles games.
Yeah, so trust me. After what's going on this year, I think once enough for this crew that you put on us.
Yeah, I figured you'd feel that way.
Let me ask you another question. You know, we've been sitting around watching these things. You know, you refs, you get so you know, into yourselves that you start throwing these players out of games. Don't you agree that the refs should be thrown out of the games too?
Yeah, shouldn't there be like a checks and balances? Like, yeah, throw me out, I throw you out.
Yeah, balance of power.
It's the referees who are responsible for officiating the game. They're in charge of administering the game and the rules. The players play, the coaches coach. So if you start throwing referees out of the game, who's going to officiate the game? I don't think that's going to work.
What if you could throw a flag on a ref, you know, like the ref didn't make a good call?
Yeah, that's good. You don't throw them out. You just punish them a little.
I think you're onto something. I think you're onto something.
We got you thinking here. You finally, it seems like you're really waking up. All right. Now, look, we're going to give you some ideas here that Tony and I, we came up with. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to give you some rule adjustments, let's say, new rules, right?
Yeah. Okay.
And what we'd like you to do is, you know, we want to get your feedback and tell us, you know, maybe if you want, you know, which ones you want to take personally and present to the NFL competition committee, you know, so we can throw you a bone, maybe help you out, you know.
This is a win-win for you because the committee's going to say, hey, Dean, you know, where'd you get these ideas?
Yeah.
You know, it'll make you look good.
Do I have to credit you guys, or can I just take all the credit myself?
Well, people are going to know, you know. They're going to hear this interview. They're going to know.
So here's the first idea. You know, we have a standard 1-point conversion after a touchdown, the PAT. Then you have a 2-point conversion. Me and Paulie, what if we came up with a 100-point conversion? You know. After the touchdown, you start at your own goal line, and then you have to go 100 yards. And, you know, it's doable.
I don't not love the idea. I'm thinking, here's my problem with the 100-point play, right? It's probably going to be a very rare conversion. How many 100-yard plays have there been in the history of the NFL? You think of how many hundreds.
That's the problem. You got to give them incentive. You're only giving them 6 points. You got to give them 100. Then they'll go for it.
If I don't score a touchdown and then I get a 100-point conversion, it's 106-0. I'm turning off the game.
No, because the other team gets the shot. Tony, throw me a next one.
You remember when you were a kid and you were playing football in the street and one guy was like the best quarterback, so he played quarterback for both teams?
Automatic quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
universal quarterback.
Yeah,
universal
Philly, quarterback. We call it the universal quarterback.
In New York, we called it the automatic.
All right.
We want to see that and put that in the NFL. Let's say the Bears are playing the 49ers. The 49ers are like, look, We got CJ Beathard, Jimmy G, Nick Mullins. They all suck. We want to use Nick Foles. This way, you know, Nick Foles plays for the Bears, and then he gets to play quarterback for the Niners. And then we get to see the best quarterbacks in action even more.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. So then it comes down, you can really decide which team is the best because you get to see who has the best supporting cast. Then we'll really know who the best team is.
The concept is, the way you describe it is it's not, it's very interesting. I think though, as it pertains to salaries and salary cap and teams, players under contract, I just wonder how that would all work with one player. Who would that player belong to?
He belongs to the league. Think of the business side.
Yeah, we're businessmen. So we think about how this would help jersey sales. So imagine you could buy a Nick Foles 49ers jersey or a Patrick Mahomes Jets jersey. Sales would be through the roof.
It's not, you know, they do, you guys, I'm sure you guys are hockey fans, Flyer fans. They do have that rule to back up the emergency goalie who's actually like a, you know, he's like a vendor and he can come in and play for either team if the goalies are injured. So, I mean, there is precedent. So, you know, I think that's one we might be able to push.
Oh, all right. There we go. Good. All right. Just a couple more. Let's talk about power plays. Now, you know, in hockey, you got the power play, soccer kind of too, lacrosse. Why don't they do that in football? You know, guy gets a penalty, he's out for 2 minutes. It's 11 on 10, 11 on 9. Why are we not doing power plays?
It's, again, to be honest with you, that was discussed in the XFL rules process of, instead of having a yardage assessed,
I should have gone to work for the XFL then. That would have been smart for me.
Yep. You know, there was a thought that if there was a penalty that maybe was more of like a kind of a borderline, that the player would be sent out versus getting yardage against his team. But there was never any consideration for playing 11 on 10. I think that is too much of an advantage. And that would be too great an advantage for the offensive team or the defensive team, whichever had more players.
Okay. Here we go.
You're kind of sucking the fun out of these. Yeah, but all right. Let's see. Let's just see if we can get you to think outside the box.
Here's the last one. As you know, overtime, it's too slow. We know as Eagles fans, we just had a tie. You know, we got to pick up the pace, you know, and it sucks when you get a tie. So here's the fix. In overtime, the team on offense gets to play with two balls. Just imagine Tom Brady has two balls. He hands one off, and then he has the other one, and he's throwing a touchdown pass.
Yeah.
And not only that, if Tom Brady throws a touchdown and then the running back scores a touchdown, they both count.
Double touchdowns.
Okay. I'm just going to play devil's advocate and poke some holes in that one because I feel like I love where you guys are and you're thinking outside the box. And I feel like I could be kind of just the grounding influence to bring you back. To
more like dead weight, but okay.
Yeah, I get it.
Wet blanket.
So what if Tom Brady hands off and the runner fumbles and the defense recovers and returns it for a touchdown with one football, but he throws a touchdown pass.
Yeah.
Double overtime. There you go. It just keeps going.
Keeps going. Both teams score.
Yeah.
But then where do you put the football if he hands off and the runner gains 6 yards and he throws and that catch is made for 10 yards, where does the ball go? Six yards or 10 yards?
You know, this is the kind of stuff you nerds sit around and talk about, and then you figure it out. You know, you can do that. You know, you weigh your numbers. You want to get out a ruler?
Your idea, guys. Your idea. And then you say, go with this. And then us nerds, we have to work out all the kinks.
We're giving you solutions. You know, you keep wanting to poke holes in it. But look, we've presented you with several, smart, very well thought out rules. Which ones will you be taking to the competition committee?
I think the universal quarterback is one that I think we can discuss because we're trying to protect quarterbacks, less injuries. So I think I'm going to take the universal quarterback.
Yeah, but what about the other ones?
Yeah.
I think these ideas are a little bit.
I know what you're saying. We know what you're saying.
Yeah. Wait a little bit. What? Finish the thought. Finish the thought, Dean.
They're ahead of their time.
You're ahead.
Let me tell you, you're ahead of your time because your ass is going to be off the show.
Yeah. Because we got a rule on this show. You don't show us the respect we deserve, we eject you, ref. You're off the show.
You're out of the show.
Goodbye.
Fusco Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Jay, get him off the line, Jay.
You know, I got a bad feeling about that guy, Tony. I think he's running off because he's going to go take those ideas.
Did you see how he tried to rush us off the line and he was ready to bounce because he's calling the NFL Rules Committee right now?
But, you know, whatever. He can take them because we got 100 more ideas where that came from, I think. Besides, we got, you know, as always at this time, Tony, we got business to handle.
Yes, we do.
Let's get into it because, you know, this week there was someone in the sports industry had a little problem with an advertisement he ran on Twitter. So we're going to do this guy a solid and do the ad here for him and you. And that's why right now we're going to do an ad for Ian Rappaport's manscaping products. A line that has the seal of approval from a trusted NFL insider. Because, you know, when you're shaving your private parts, you want to get that insider knowledge inside your boxes. And, you know, this is what we look to for Ian Rappaport to tell us. Right, Tony?
Yeah, people tune in to the NFL Network to find out who's being traded and how to cut their dick hair.
Exactly. And that's some good advice because, you know, you can't go around using other products to shave your private parts, right? You know, scissors, they'll turn you into John Wayne Bobbitt, right?
Very dangerous.
You know, sometimes people like to use some duct tape and just tear it off. Very painful. But with the trusted knowledge of Ian Rappaport, you can know that your private parts are being shaved delicately. Ian Rappaport's manscaping products come with a built-in alert system that if your manscaper is getting too close to your Johnson, it'll beep. But it'll also beep if there's a trade alert in the NFL. So it's the best of both worlds.
I remember using it during the offseason, then beep, beep. And I said, wait a minute, I'm not getting too close. And then, oh my God, did the Texans really just trade Hopkins to the Cardinals? That's Ian Rappaport.
There you go. All right, well, I think, you know, that was a very good ad there, Tony. I think Ian must have been real touched by what we just did for him.
Absolutely.
You know, we're running short on time, but, you know, we've been hitting it out of the park with our predictions, so I think we should do it as a service to the people, do our predictions for the upcoming week in the NFL. What do you say, Tony?
Yeah, we're like 44-1 right now.
All right, here we go. Let's get into it. Ravens versus Eagles.
The Ravens are going to get complacent coming off a big win. The Eagles are hungry coming off that loss to the Steelers. And did you know that coming off of losses to the Steelers, the Eagles are 71-2. I think the Eagles are going to take it to the sleeping Ravens. I like the Eagles in this one, 59-3.
You know, people, we told you at the top of the show, we see the Eagles winning 14 total games this year.
Yep.
That means they got to win this one, so you can go ahead and book it. I see the Eagles strolling to a win 63-12. All right, Washington at Giants.
Alex Smith has rejuvenated the Washington offense. The Giants continue their abysmal run. I like Washington with their upstart offense to take it to the G-men 2-0.
You know, if there's any team that should be changing their nickname, it's the Giants. I mean, they look like a Pee Wee League team out there calling themselves the Giants. I like Washington to, you know, step on them. I go Washington 74, Giants 6. Packers versus Buccaneers.
Aaron Rodgers understands the game of football. Tom Brady still doesn't understand how many downs you get. 1 week isn't enough to teach Tom Brady how to play football. I love the Packers here in a blowout, 20-10.
I don't think you can trust Brady to run a team anymore. I see the Packers winning this game by forfeit because Tom Brady forgets to show up to the game. All right, the last one here, Cardinals versus Cowboys.
Andy Dalton is so terrible that he lost his job to a kid that never played in the NFL before. I wouldn't be surprised if Coach McCarthy brings back Dak Prescott even with one leg. I still like the Cardinals to win this one in a tough game, 42-38. One-legged Dak will look pretty good.
I do think a one-legged Dak is better than Andy Dalton. Not as good as Kyler Murray in all fairness, but close. I'll go Cardinals 42, Cowboys 38. All right. Well, that does it for the show. I'm not going to say thank you. No way, Tony, to Dean Blandino, because, you know, he stole our ideas and ran off with them.
Yeah, he's probably cashing the checks right now as we speak.
Yeah, you know, don't be surprised, people, if you turn on the NFL Sunday and it's a whole new ballgame.
Yep.
Anyway, remember to subscribe on Apple, Google Play, Spotify, all that. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. You know, getting those impressions. Find the Foosco Show. All right, that's it. Goodbye.
See ya.